Hi there. The word for today is on Jairus. Luke 8 verse 41 we read, Jairus, leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet. Jairus enjoyed the social status of a mayor or a bishop. But you know what? When your child is ill or in a crisis, all the celebrity status in the world won't help you. And Jairus wasn't the only parent to run to Jesus when trouble came knocking on the door of their home. A mother stormed out of the Canaanite hills, crying in Matthew 15, verse 22, Mercy, Master, Son of David, my daughter is cruelly afflicted by an evil spirit. The father of a seizure-tormented boy also sought help from the disciples, and when they failed to provide it, he turned to Jesus. In tears, he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And in each case, Jesus responded positively. He never turned one away, and he won't turn you away either. That's the good news. After all, your kids were his kids first. In Psalm 127, verse 3, reading from the message, the psalmist said, Don't you see that children are God's best gift? The fruit of the womb, his generous legacy. Next to the gift of your salvation, think about it. Your children are God's best gift to you. And even though they're yours, they're still his. And what he owns, he protects and provides for. Like the prodigal son, they may have broken every one of God's laws and broken your heart to boot. But your prayers are what give God an invitation and an entry point back into your child's life. The love of the Father is what drew the prodigal son back home, and it will bring your wayward child back home too. What Jesus said to Jairus, Parent, he is saying to you today, don't be afraid. Just have faith. He or she will be healed. And that's the word for you today.